You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, time now to find out what's going on the rest of the continent. Crystal, very good morning to you. Listen, you've got a fascinating story about a shutdown, as far as what we are seeing in Gabon and Zimbabwe and the DRC. But in Chad, they want social media shut for 300 days.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. Yes, can you imagine if all our fails, cut the internet? So for the past year, we're talking 300 days and counting, Chadians have had no access to social media. And so what we find is that, of course, Idris Deby, he's the strong man. He's been ruling there since 1990. And now the 60-year-old wants to stay in power. So we see that protests have been going on, and so they've just simply shut down the internet. The country's landlocked, so we see that global media organizations have been trying to highlight and pressurize government to restore internet communications. So we see hundreds and thousands of people are basically deprived from any online communication. So last year alone, we saw Cameroon had about 230 days of internet shutdown, Ethiopia more than 200, and we hear from telecommunications companies, they're usually forced to do it, and they say it's from instruction from the regulatory authorities. So of course this year alone, Bongani, we've already had blackouts in Sudan, Zimbabwe, Gabon, and the DRC. And we clearly see that it's really a blunt instrument of repression, and access to the web is mushrooming across Africa. And of course, it means democratic gains and internet access needs more people. But of course, I think government here on the continent is trying to shut things down.
Well, talking of Sudan, of course, there's growing calls there for an end to Omar al-Bashir's three-decade rule. We've seen these ongoing protests. Will they finally unseat him, though?
That's the question now, Bongani, because, of course, he's going to different countries in the Middle East to get financial support. So what we see now is that the influential Islamist clerics, they've come out and said, well, you need to do something. They've given him a list of demands to say there needs to be an end to corruption. And they've actually suggested that he steps down. Now, this is quite important because the clerics have always supported Bashir. Now, these protests have started in December already, Bongani, because initially it started because of high cost of living, the price of bread, the price of oil and other food, and now we've seen it's mushroomed. We see workers on strike, we see doctors on strike, lawyers, nurses, and it's still not letting up. In fact, Bashir is now in Qatar trying to get some more money, but on the ground, people are saying enough is enough. So it's going to be interesting because, unfortunately, the protests have not had a one singular voice. And we do see that this could lead to a military takeover, which, of course, Bashir is warning that it could end up like another Libya, which, of course, is a failed state. But I do think it's not looking up. And the fact that the clerics are coming out is a big issue.
All right. We'll leave it there with Crystal Audison on the line from Cape Town with this morning's Africa Report.